Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, look, I know it's tough. It's springtime. It's Monday afternoon. It's raining. It might not be raining on you right now, but you might have hit some rain, scattered showers really throughout this area. If you get underneath one of these thunderstorms, it's going to be really, really heavy. Area flood advisory has been issued for the New Orleans area. So just be careful. And look, nobody, when there's flood water there, nobody should try to drive through the underpass, the riverfront underpass there on Canal Boulevard. I mean, just don't do it. And then there's also another one when you go into the underpass, heading into to Carrollton. Very close to Tulane. Just don't go through those areas. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad to be back with you. And I want to thank Ian and Coleman and Diane Newman and everybody who pitched in to take care of things while I was off. Ian and I talked about this, and there are a number of people who want to know where I have been. And I would really like to just, move on and not get into it. But, I always like to be honest with you. And I'm not reluctant to talk about it, but I'm such a healthy person that this rarely ever happens to me. But I got sick. At first, I just thought it was the flu, a cold. I had a little fever. It turned out to be COVID. Now, the new version of COVID is so mutated that it's not like it was before. But it's still COVID. And man, I can tell you that I got hit so hard with this, I could not care about anything. I mean, I barely felt like I was existing. And then later on, it started to develop into pneumonia. And I've never had that before in my life. And, those two combinations can be really, really serious. Well, the doctors who were taking care of me took great care of me, and I am in good health in general. So I was able to fight off that and never ended up in the hospital, because there was a time when, they were kind of thinking about maybe you should go to the hospital to get IV treatment. But it turned out that my body is strong and healthy. I fought it off enough, but I also want to be a living reminder that COVID is still out there. And it's not as bad as it was before, but again, you never know what's going to happen. And I can tell you, it's a horrible feeling. I mean, I felt so lethargic and brain dead that I felt like I was barely existing. And I don't know if any of you have had this recently, but it's a horrible feeling, low-grade fever consistently. And I couldn't do anything. I mean, I did not care about anything. I mean, it would have been, okay, I'm sick, let me catch up on reading. I couldn't do anything. I was just like rendered incapable of doing anything whatsoever. But I am back. I feel good. Obviously, I've got to work on my stamina a little bit and get back at the gym. So I'm not as strong as I would like to be, but it is great to be back. And again, I want to thank Ian and Coleman and Diane Newman and everybody who was involved in, rearranging things and taking care of things. Because for a while it was on a day-to-day basis. Well, can you come back tomorrow? Can you be back tomorrow? So I think I can be back tomorrow. And Diane is really great about, telling us if we're not well, stay home and take care of yourself. And she constantly told me in text messages and on the phone, your job right now is to take care of yourself. Your job is to rest. Because rest in liquids, that's the only way that it goes away, with a little bit of time. So I do feel great. It's interesting that I did not get the last COVID vaccine that was available. I had gotten all of the COVID vaccines. And last year, for the first time in many, many, many years, I didn't get the flu shot. And I didn't get the flu. And I really thought that I was protected with the flu shot. And that's why I never got the flu. I didn't get the maybe it was 2 years ago I didn't get the flu shot. And then last year I didn't get it, and I didn't get the flu. And this year I didn't get the flu shot. And I felt pretty good going through it all. But sometimes I'm in situations where I'm around a crowd, and I don't know how or where I picked it up, but I picked it up, and I got it. And I want to tell you, it is awful. So, you know, I know the mask is not 100%, but if you feel like wearing a mask, wear a mask. And if you feel like staying away from big crowds, then stay away from big crowds, especially in close indoor situations. But, you know, I'm living proof that you can be a really healthy person and still get it. So anyway, I wanted to be honest about that situation. So while I was gone, Mayor Cantrell said that she was canceling the Ivy Waste, that's Sydney Torres' company, the Ivy Waste's emergency contract to provide garbage collection and sanitation services for the French Quarter, effective July 31st. I think it's supposed to go until December 23rd. And Henry Consulting, owned by Troy Henry, who we talked to on the show, won the contract originally, but he didn't have what it took, and there were reasons that he was having a dispute. He was having a dispute with the person who was going to provide the services, because Troy Henry's not in that business. So he had a dispute with this person. Apparently it was over money, because then the person comes around, and now they've worked things out. So I don't know. Is Troy Henry accepting less money to bring this guy in? I don't know. I don't know the details. I got so sick of dealing with that. And so sick of dealing with it, because it's just typical New Orleans politics. And there are people who take advantage of New Orleans politics to play their game and to make their money. And I'm not mentioning any names here, but there are people who play the New Orleans political game. And I hope that the people who are running for mayor, the election's October 11th, I hope the people who are running for mayor of this city give us an indication that they're going to try to bring some of this to an end. I don't think any one administration could totally bring it to an end. But this typical way of doing business and playing politics in New Orleans is BS. And certain people benefit, and certain people don't benefit. A lot of people get shut out of the process. A lot of people get shut out. And I have heard from countless owners of businesses over the years about what a bitch it is to do business with the city of New Orleans. There is an arrogance that comes from Mayor Cantrell, and before her, there was an arrogance that comes from the city of New Orleans, that this is the way we do it. And it seems like there are a lot of things that go on that shouldn't go on. And we have seen over the years, we've seen people indicted, we've seen people sent to prison, we've seen people get in trouble over playing the game of politics. And I hope anybody who is involved in playing that game in the wrong way, I hope they get punished. And if they need to go to jail, let them go to jail. There will be another moment that comes up with this garbage contract debate, and we'll talk about it. But I don't even want to get into it today. I really don't. You know, we've talked about it a lot. We've had both sides on the air. Most people seem to agree with me. If something isn't broken, why are you going to fix it? There's nothing to be fixed here. And Troy Henry didn't have his blank together with his other company. And he can say whatever he wants, but it was obvious that he didn't have his blank together. And so the other company that he was going to use to actually physically pick up the stuff didn't agree to do it. Well, now suddenly this person has agreed to do it. So what kind of deal was worked out between the waste company and Troy Henry? I don't know, but a deal was worked out. And so now Troy Henry says, well, now this is mine. And it was in court. It's now buried in litigation. And this is going to continue. So we will see what happens. But when it sparks again and we have to get into it, we will. I'm Scoot. And again, really just glad to be back with you. And just glad to be feeling better, because that's just a horrible, horrible feeling. We have been reacting to the death of Pope Francis. And I really like the guy, because he was not traditional Catholic, in that he did not allow tradition to supersede what was Christian. And I think that he did a lot of things to reflect a more modern view of what religion should be in America. And religions, not only Catholicism, but religions in general, They're chasing people away. And people don't want to be part of the hypocrisy and the BS. The pedophile priest, the Southern Baptist leaders who are, you know, the religious leaders who were involved in having sex with minors, having affairs, having sex out of wedlock. Why would somebody look at that and go, oh, this is the religion I want to be part of? You know, I remember when Bill O'Reilly was on Fox News, he was trying to blame rap for people moving away from religion. And man, when I heard that, I jumped on that immediately. It wasn't rap. It was Christians. Christians give Christianity a bad name. In the same way that Islamic fundamentalist, Islamic terrorist, they give Islam a bad name. The Christian zealots, the Christian nationalist, they give all Christians a bad name. So you can't blame rock music, you can't blame rap, you can't blame entertainment. If you're a Christian, you need to look in the mirror and think about what you have done to uphold Christian values. You need to look in the mirror and think about what you're doing to set an example for people that would make them want to actually come back to the church. And, you know, we make mistakes in life. I know you marry somebody and you say you're marrying them for life. I'm not proud of my divorces. But those were things that happened. And my first marriage that my son was born under was never a mistake. Now, that was not a mistake because he was born. I made a mistake the second time. And the second time was a mistake because when I went from music radio to talk radio, my life changed. And I got really, really busy. And I started working harder. And the fun of being with Scoot was over. And I think that's what led to the demise of that marriage. But anyway, I don't want to get into all of that. I can't help but think about with the Catholic Church and communion. If you're divorced and remarried, you're not supposed to go to communion unless you've had your original marriage annulled, and I think that's a joke. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Your calls and your text messages are coming up next. And I remember talking about this when it happened. Today is a very sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar. It was on this day in 2016 that you and I at this time were talking about the death of Prince. On this day in 2016, Prince died at the age of 57 from fentanyl. He was into opioids. He had an addiction to opioids. And he got a hold of some, I guess, that had fentanyl in them. And you can't buy stuff off the street. You can't. I mean, you're playing Russian roulette. And it's almost too predictable. Fentanyl is out there. And so instead of trying to, I mean, I think we should do all we can to keep fentanyl from coming into this country. But we should also spend a lot of time talking to people about not buying drugs on the street. And if you get a prescription for any kind of opioid from surgery or whatever, take it as it is prescribed. Don't overuse it. If you get a 30-day supply and you use it up in 2 weeks, you're the one to blame. You are the one to blame. So, you know, don't do that. Just follow the instructions. All right, I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back with more on WWL.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, we know that's not true. There are some boys who do lie. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar today, we wish a happy 66th birthday to Robert Smith of The Cure. And as long as there are rockers like Robert Smith, that black hair dye is never going to become unpopular. I'm Scoot on the Air, really glad to be back with you. Glad you're with us on this rainy Monday afternoon. There's been a 10-point shift against President Trump, and Fox News contributor Karl Rove talked about how America was not ready for the chaos of the second Trump administration. He was on the network earlier, and he said that this 10-point shift is important to notice and to recognize. And he says that Donald Trump's thirst for revenge is a problem. And a lot of Trump supporters were not prepared for that. I don't know where it is now. When I was coming on the air, the stock market was down over 1,000 points. So how are you feeling now? Donald Trump promised a lot of things, and one of them was inflation, the economy will all be taken care of from day one. Well, it's not happening. We'll see how this turns out. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ricky in Mandeville. Ricky, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for letting me speak.
Sure.
I've been listening to your talk about the Pope and religion, and, you know, I consider myself not in a religion, but I consider myself a Christian because I follow Jesus Christ.
I totally get that.
We all grew up in we all have a different worldview, right? We all grew up with different religions, different educations, different economic backgrounds. It's different. We're all different, and we're all not at the same place at the same time. So I believe that, thinking about what you've been saying, that religions have a purpose, and their purpose is to keep people organized. And I'm not whether you like them or you hate them, it doesn't matter to me. I think they have a purpose, and that's to kind of organize people and draw people to God. Because God doesn't work through people, he works in people. He changes people from the inside out. And all religions do are plant the seed. God's the one that makes it grow. You know, we all have our own responsibility to do our part in what you believe. And the whole thing is, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. This lifelong religion, spirituality, this is a marathon. It's from when you're born to when you die. It's not a sprint. You don't get there overnight. So it's a lifelong of studying, understanding, and growing. And again, everybody's not at the same place at the same time. And whether you like them or hate them, I kind of believe they have a purpose. I believe in Christianity because of the history of Christianity, of the testimony, of all the history and everything that's been written. I chose that to be my source of truth. And you know, it's something that if you don't have a source of truth, then you don't have anything. And I believe that God, my mind's starting to roll, but I believe that if you don't believe that God wrote the Bible, if you believe that God is the creator of earth and everything in it, he rose from the dead, how can someone not believe that God did not inspire these people what to put in the Bible? Why would God create something and not leave instructions on how to use it? You have at your work, you have instructions, you have rules. God, any good creator, leaves instructions, or you'll abuse what he created, right?
But where do the instructions come from? The instructions come from the religious leaders, and quite often they're very flawed.
Well, I think I'm not sure. I don't want to say because I don't say things that I don't know, but I believe the instructions are, you know, everybody's interpretation. You know, you have so many interpretations of the Bible. You know, it's best that you follow the one that you understand, you know. But it was written, you know, the Bible says, or is written on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to these people. God had to leave. It would make me feel like I'm not following anybody and there's not really a God. If he didn't leave me instructions on how to do anything.
I'm confused about where those constructions are, where those instructions are.
They're in the Bible. I don't believe, I'm kind of like you in a sense. I don't believe in all the man-made laws.
Right.
But I believe once you start studying the Bible, Jesus works in you. And you start to, your moral compass changes. Your thought compass changes. Things, you know, if you go back to the Old Testament, so Moses had the laws, the Ten Commandments. Jesus came to prove that man could not live up to the laws. That's why he came. That's why he gave us grace. That's why he did what he did. Because we can never live up to law to be perfect like he is so that we could get to heaven. We only get to heaven through the grace and the faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way.
That's certainly a widely held belief. And kind of going back to what you were saying about how it comes from within you. When you pick up a Bible and start to read it, you're making a choice about whether to accept it or reject it. So just the idea of picking up a Bible and reading it comes from you.
Right. It's what source of truth are you going to believe? Where does your truth come from? What's your source of truth? You know, if it's Islam, if it's this, if it's that, those people, Christianity, their source of truth comes from the Bible. Now, everybody's interpretation, Episcopalian, this one, that one, that, everybody's going to have their interpretation that they want to follow.
Right.
But again, religion helps organize people because everybody's at a different stage in their life. People are being born every day. You have to have rules, just like you have to have rules on the air, you know, rules for the company you work with. You just don't do what you want, you know, and it's what is your source of truth?
So what holds, along those lines, what holds atheists in line? Why are atheists not disproportionately involved in crimes than Christians or people who believe in a God?
I don't know the answer to that. And I'm not going to sit here and make sure I know this, but you know, everybody, atheists, in my opinion, atheists don't want to be held accountable to anybody but themselves. So they're their own God.
Well, they don't have a God, but I think being an atheist is a set of beliefs. I mean, deciding not to believe in something is a belief system to some degree. But I know atheists who have a strong moral code and a very definitive moral compass.
I'm with you 100%. I agree. I do. I know people who are not Christian, who are more Christian than people who say they're Christian by how they respond to people, their attitude, their moral compass. But then again, some of that goes back to where you were raised. What was your financial, economic, religious background, you know, your worldview as you were growing up? How did you grow up?
You know, but Ricky, as you know, a lot of people who grew up very, very, very religious, they reached a point in their lives where they saw the hypocrisy and they decided to totally reject everything that they were taught when they were growing up.
Yeah, listen, I see that every day on the news. I know what you're saying. I get it. I get it. Do I have the answer? No, I don't. I know my answer is my truth. I decided to be a Christ follower, not a Baptist. I decided to follow a non-denominational church that taught me what the Bible teaches.
And look, I totally understand. I totally get that. Ricky, I really enjoyed our conversation. I've got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, all of this conversation about religion is coming from a reaction to Pope Francis passing away this morning at the age of 88. The day after Easter, he passes away. I guess a couple of days from now, he'll be rising too. If you've got a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On this day in 1977, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, Elvis Presley began his last concert tour in Greensboro, North Carolina. And not long after that, he would die sitting on the toilet at his home in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, of all the people I've seen in my career, Elvis is one of the biggest musicians, one of the biggest artists of all time. I never saw Elvis in concert. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On WWL. On the Scoot on the Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1973, there was a lot of talk about this this particular song, but Tony Orlando and Dawn had the number one song in the country with Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. It just sounded like the corniest, dumbest song ever. The song is based on a fictional newspaper story about a man who's coming back from jail who is asking his wife to tie a yellow handkerchief on the landmark oak tree that they have in the town. And to determine whether or not she still loves him. If you still love me, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Now, 1973, the Vietnam War was raging, and this also became a symbol for soldiers who were fighting in Vietnam. People would tie a yellow ribbon around an oak tree or tree, indicating that they still love their loved one and they're waiting for them to come home. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you were with us. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says... I didn't want that one. Yes, here it is. From a devoted Catholic, respectfully, although I believe that Jesus would have treated all involved with respect and compassion, I do not believe he would have condoned adultery, fornication, or homosexual acts, any of these, as okay and morally acceptable. He was accepting of all, but he said, go and sin no more about all such activities outside of sacramental marriage.
You know, we could have a whole conversation, a very controversial conversation about sex and religion and about whether or not sex out of wedlock is a sin. Now, you can believe whatever you want to believe, and you can say that this is in the Bible. Again, you can believe, you can choose to believe whatever you want to believe. But we could have a whole conversation about how that is a man-assigned sin, that men determined that this was a sin. There are a lot of single people who are very religious, who are not married, and they are sexually active. Are these people going to hell? Are more of them going to go to hell than anybody from the LGBTQ community? See, if I start to get the letters mixed up, I blow it. LGBTQ community. And it better not get any longer. I know some people are trying to make it longer, but it's long enough as it is. So, yeah, I mean, look, I get that. My point about the Pope is that he has gone against, in a lot of ways, he went against what many Catholics strictly believed. And he seemed to be much more accepting of homosexuality. He was sort of accepting in some ways, without going against the church, with contraception. You know, saying that Catholics don't have to breed like rabbits. And you can practice parental responsibility by not having, you know, every child that your body could possibly, you know, produce. So it was things like that that made me like this Pope, even though those were very controversial things.
Here's one that says, you can wager on who will be the next Pope on European betting books. You can also bet on what the new Pope will adopt as his papal name and how long it will take for the conclave to select a new Pope. And I guess you could parlay those three bets. As a Catholic, I would never wager on such things, but I must admit, it's a bit funny. Mike in Metairie.
Wow, Mike, that's interesting. I mean, you know, you could bet on anything. I don't know enough about the candidates. And as I mentioned earlier, I always wanted to see this movie Conclave when it was at the movie theaters. So I'm going to find a way to watch it now, but I bet this is going to be a highly viewed movie. now that the Pope has passed away, because I believe it's all about the selection of a Pope. And boy, the Catholics are lining up right now behind the scenes to do their lobbying for who they want to be the Pope. And it's going to be based on their personal beliefs on who they think is going to be the best Pope to represent their views. But, you know, I thought it was kind of cool that a Pope decided to name himself after his favorite two Beatles, John Paul. I don't know if there'll be a Pope John Ringo. I mean, Pope George Ringo. I don't know if that will ever happen, but yeah, they name themselves after after different people.
And I'll leave you with this one. Catholic cardinals above the age of 80 are not allowed to vote for the next pope. Why can't we observe the same age restriction for U.S. politics?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Seriously, it's a good idea. And also, you know, the idea, I thought that Pope Francis, and I could be wrong, I thought he was one of the younger popes recently. I could be totally wrong. Maybe I just thought that he was younger because he acted a little younger. But there needs to be some new blood in the Catholic Church, in my opinion. And I think that some Catholic things that are very traditional need to be updated. And I don't know that that's going to happen, because things are really, really set, and it's going to be interesting to see the conversations that come out of the Catholics gathering behind the scenes on deciding who the new Pope needs to be. All right, if you've got a comment this afternoon, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. It is Monday afternoon, and it's kind of rainy. God, what a voice. What a voice. All right, look, don't get down. So we got a little rain. You know, rain makes the corn grow. The corn is used to make whiskey. The whiskey makes your wife frisky. I have a country song about the good thing about rain. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2012, Keith Urban became the first Australian inducted into the Grand Old Opry. And he was also the first born outside of North America inducted into the Grand Old Opry, which had been sort of a closed group of people. So, you know, happened on this day in 2012. Even the Grand Old Opry opened up. So Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is now accused of doing another Signal meeting, messaging chat, with people who he shouldn't have. This report has been confirmed by the Associated Press. Printed in the New York Times, they reported that Hegseth's wife, Jennifer, who was a former Fox News producer, and his brother, Phil, who was hired at the Pentagon as a Department of Homeland Security liaison and senior advisor, both were part of this chat, and they shouldn't have been. The White House and the Pentagon said late yesterday that a disgruntled former employee is spreading false claims. You know, sometimes people get PO'd at you, and they spread false claims. I don't know whether this is false or whether it's true. I mean, the White House kind of has to deny it, really. I mean, they can't. Oh, yeah, he did that because they want to keep him. But I read an article that a lot of people at the Pentagon don't like Hegseth, and he's the defense secretary. So I don't know. You know, you got to have a guy that they actually like, if you're going to, you know, have a cohesive unit. So we'll see what happens here. I don't know if he's going to stay alive in this this fight. I know he was at the Easter egg roll at the South Lawn at the White House earlier today. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air again. Really glad to be back with you. And thanks to Ian and Diane Newman and Coleman and everybody who filled in while I was out. Trump has ordered flags to be flown at half staff. A bit surprising. I wouldn't have been surprised if Trump would have totally ignored the death of Pope Francis, because Pope Francis often called Trump out on things that Pope Francis thought were very unchristian-like. So we continue to react to all of that, and we've got a lot more to talk about into the next hour. I'm Scoot on the Air, and look, if you see water, don't drive through it. A flood advisory is in effect for the entire New Orleans area. And we'll be back on WWL.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.